It's 6:22 as we jump into a little bit of entertainment news. Some highlights. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier this morning, George Clooney may or, well, actually may not be engaged. There's no real official anyway. A lot of the news sites, entertainment news sites, are saying he's engaged to an attorney, Amal Al-Mudin. I guess that's how you pronounce her name. They've been dating for about 7 months. Oh, good. And he knows her really well in order to get engaged. 36 is her age. 52 is his. If it happens, she'll be George's second wife. He was married to Talia Balsam from 1989 to 1993. So we'll see what happens there. Yes, of course, we'll stay on top of this. Very important that we know whether or not George Clooney is going to be a married man or not. Big movies over the weekend. One that, and I don't know anything about this film. This is a bad thing for me to say. The Other Woman, number one new movie, $24.7 million. The only thing I know that about it, Cameron Diaz is in it, Leslie Mann is in it, Kate Upton is in it. $24.7 million for its very first debut. It's the new number one movie. Captain America, The Winter Soldier, $16 million. It is up to $225 million in its fourth week. Heaven is for Real. It's the number three movie. It made $13.8 million, almost $52 million for its two-week take, which, you know what, for a small film that a lot of critics like, I'm glad to see it's doing right. Rio 2 is number four, and Brick Mansions is the number five movie. It only made $9.6 million. There's another one out there. It's a kid's movie. It's called Bears. Have you seen it? The preview looks great. But here's the thing. It's a nature film, right? It's about a mom, mama bear, and her two cubs, and the trials and tribulations of nature. And I've seen this before, okay? And I know what they're going to do. You go to the movie, and you think, oh, look at mama bear. She loves her cubs. And, oh, look at the cubs. They're so cute. Look at them. Oh, look at them romp and play. And then, you know, somewhere in the film, something's going to happen to one of the cubs. You know it's going to happen to one of the cubs. And you're going to, what happened to Mother Nature? I have to do that. You know that. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to. Nope. Not going to do it. Not going to go. I thought about taking my kid to go see it, but it's like, no, not doing it. Why do I want to see, you know, wolves tear apart a cute little, and I'm not saying it does. I haven't seen the movie. I know in my heart that's what's going
to
happen.
You know what the problem is for younger people?
They need to toughen up.
These movies give human feelings from the way they're shot and from the way the story is told that animals simply don't have.
Yeah.
Now, a bear, a mother cares for her cubs.
Sure.
She does not love them the way a human mother loves our children.
No, and that's the truth.
But you take your 10-year-old or your 8-year-old or your 6-year-old to the movie,
or
and
your
48-year-old
husband to it, and he's going to sit there and go,
look.
And, I know.
And they don't feel the same thing when the cub is ripped apart by the wolves or whatever.
Or when something happens to the cub and it can't keep up. The mama bear is like, sucks to be you. Moving on. Come on, other cub that can. That's nature. That's the reality of it.
But there are some species of animals, for instance, where the mother will not nurse the weaker or the less promising of her litter.
Right. It that's how you weed out
natural
the genetic
selection.
Yes.
Sure.
I got it. I understand that. I still don't want to say it. Because, like you said, they've got the music playing in the background. The music's so sappy it would make Yanni cry, okay?
Sure. Context is here, the bears are like us. Care about the bears.
And then comes the hammer. You know, if you throw that water bottle out your window while you're driving, this bear will die a horrible and painful death. If you don't scale back on your carbon credits, if you don't buy carbon credits, if you don't stop polluting, bear will die. I just don't understand. You know what I'd rather see? Batman versus Superman. After Batman versus Superman, apparently there's going to be Justice League movie. Returning from Batman versus Superman will be Henry Cavill as Superman, Ben Affleck as Batman, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. Well, we'll have to see if she does a good job. No word on who will play some of the other Justice League members like Aquaman, Flash, and the Green Lantern. Aquaman. Who should we have play Aquaman? Let's see here. We've got, what about the guy that played Spock in the new Star Trek movies? What about the guy that played the villain in the Thor movies?
That guy from that thing!
Yeah, that guy that did that movie. Gosh, I don't know. Aquaman.
Aquaman is, first of all, the least useful.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Aquaman, what? Yeah, it's just, you know, here, wrestle this fish.
We'll chase him into the water, and then you do whatever you do.
And last but not least, Motley Crue says they're going to record one final song before they call it quits. Of course they are. Cha-ching.